Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Everybody, happy Thursday evening, beautiful night across the Delaware Valley. We're live at the fabulous Parks Casino Sportsbook right here like we always are. Don't forget, Parks Casino and the Parks Casino Sportsbook. Just go and download the app. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember, you got to be in Pennsylvania. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We will have on a heavy good night of fun with our man Brad Feinberg, who is the betting analyst here at Parks. And, of course, you hear him every week on Cousins Corners. We suss out all the games. And we got a lot of stuff for you. We're going to get into the Masters. We'll get into some baseball because we've been having some fun with the Phillies. So we'll enjoy that. And don't forget, with the Park Sportsbook app, you can all those props are a blast. Last couple days we had fun. We had so we honed in on DD to hit the home run 2 days ago. And then yesterday we honed in on Reese. So we hit two of the Phillies home run hitters. And you can do that with all the props and stuff. A lot of fun. So we'll take you up to Flyers hockey tonight. And I don't know about you guys, but when I'm thinking about Flyers hockey, I heard Mike play taps the other day, and I kind of agree. I think it's taps time. I'm curious how they come out tonight against the Islanders, because that was a tough game. I was saying this earlier today with Andrew and the Tunis, and we were talking about, you know, when you think about where the Flyers are at right now, they really need a big time major overhaul. Now you got a core, right? So you know, it's not like the Eagles rebuild, but it's more than a tweak. And the problem with the Flyers is that you need more veterans. Like, I like some of their young players a lot. I like Farabee. I like Konechny. I think Morgan Frost. I like Myers. I like Oscar. There's some guys that I really like, and I think have a really good future. You can mix in with some of the veterans, but I think the problem is that you got too much Voracek. Listen, Giroux is Giroux, right? You know, I mean, we understand his contract. That's just what it is. But, you know, the Voracek, JVR, Kevin Hayes getting a lot of money, and he was terrific last year. But, you know, they need that piece. Now, obviously, you got to rework that whole defense. So they need, you know, other than Provorov, they need a lot on that on the blue line. But I still think you need some difference makers. That's where I think that they're – and it's funny because I like the young players, and I think that they got some really good talent. And I thought that they were three lines deep at one point. They need their veterans to be upgraded. And that's where you could see around the league, you know, what you got. Now, I heard Tyrone say this the other day, and I thought he was right on, that in hockey, COVID is, because they're such creatures of habit, it's really wreaked even more havoc on some of the younger players and their development and that sort of thing. And remember, when the Flyers had that COVID outbreak, and then they went, you know, they were dormant for a couple of weeks. Then they came back. Remember, they had the skeleton crew where they were playing I was going to say Lake Como. They were going to play out west. And, I thought they were not, they were not the same after that. So Mike's theme was interesting, which is the next title team. And I think all of us in the station were all really excited over the Phillies. And, yeah, I mean, look, the Dodgers are ridiculous. I get that. But baseball, you start with your own division. Can you get a playoff spot? Can you win the division? And I think the answer is yes. I don't like, I'm not in love with 4 or 5, although I thought Matt Moore really battled. And I like the way he battled. I mean, listen, we dealt with some bad lefties. Bad lefties. In fact, one's going tonight, and Chunas and I are all over. I'll throw it by Brad later. But the Cole Irvin, to me, you got to be anti-Cole Irvin and low up against him. We saw the Ranger Suarez. I mean, guys that are just got no business being in major leagues. So when I look at it, I look at this Phillies team, and they're going to hit the ball, especially Reese looks good. Reese looks like he's a guy who's back. He survived that whole analytics Klentak regime where they destroyed all their talent. And I think he's someone that you can count on. I like the kid a lot. And it's a shame, man. They screwed him up 7 ways from Sunday. They truly did. But I look at that team now, and here's the beauty of it. Because we didn't get a good chance last year because of the pandemic. But, man, there's going to be a period where Bryce Harper is going to carry you. And he's going to have a 3-week stretch where he's ridiculous. And you could book it. He's going to have a period where he gets hot. And I think I'm excited about them. I like their team. Mike brought an excellent point up when he talked about professionalism. And over 162, you need that. You need professional ball players. And I think the Phillies got a good share of a good clubhouse. That comes from Dombrowski. Dave Dombrowski was a great choice to come in here. He knows how to, similarly like Daryl Morey, what do? They come in and they fix certain things right off the bat. Let me get some credible arms for the bullpen. Right, let me get some professionals that know how to navigate a long season. For Morey's case, it was, hey, let me fix the spacing right away. Right, like I said this earlier, but it's to me one of the biggest things. You want to know why Tobias Harris is balling and playing well? Well, yeah, they got rid of Horford, but they also got rid of Jay Rich. Richardson's a good ball player. But he does nothing here. For the Sixers' purposes, he was a bad fit because he couldn't hit a three. He could not provide any spacing, right? So now you see you got guys that can shoot the three with Curry and Green, and what happens? You got room. There's room for Tobias to play. He's better at the four because a lot of fours can't match up with him. So, look, I watched Brooklyn last night, too. I saw it. And it's obvious. You watch the game, you see those three guys can play. They're three great players. The one thing that Mike said I will completely disagree with, which is he said, they play defense. No, they don't. If you watch them night in, night out, that team plays no defense. None. They have no rim protectors. They don't play. Kyrie Irving, one of LeBron's gripes is that he's never plays defense. Harden never plays defense. KD's a great ball player. He is what he is, right? And those other two are incredible offensive players. Joe Harris, who's he going to guard? Nobody. And, again, they got nobody to play defense. Now, they may not have to. They may just shoot you down. But forget about they play zero defense. Now, this is where I think the Sixers, that it's not a, that where they have a really good chance. The good chance lies in they can D up and Simmons and Thibault and have it Embiid. There's, and the fact that the game slows down some, you can D up. Now, I don't know. Is that enough? We'll see. But to me, it's enough to give you a fighter's chance against them. Anyway, we'll come out, and we want to sneak some phone calls in, 610-632-0975. And Brad Feinberg to go over the card. We'll take a look at Masters. We'll look at the strategy and betting baseball, because Brad has that. We'll talk about some props as well. We'll get into NBA and NHL as we arc into a fun time. Well, we're live at Parks Casino, Street Road, Bent Salem. It is the 4 for 4 Sportsbook and Casino of Choice. Make sure you download it. Use the promo code FANATIC. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. You got to be in Pennsylvania. You've got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And all the stuff that Brad and I talk about tonight, you can play right there. So check it out. It's Cousins Corner live from Parks Casino right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. Philly's official Flyers station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back live at Parks Casino, Street Road, Bed Salem, right here at the Sportsbook. My man Sean, Maddie, everybody hanging out. Hope you're enjoying a lovely evening. It's a great night in Delaware Valley. Let's talk a little sports betting, shall we? And we got the guru on the line. That's right, the big brain on Brad Feinberg on the comment.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Business hotline bounce forward. What do you say, Bradley?
I hope you adjust and rose to win the Masters. That's what I got to say.
I did not, and did you?
No. I think he was over 100-1, actually. And look, he's obviously been a Hall of Fame kind of career, and he plays this course well. This is a course. Heck, Bernard Langer seems to make the cut every year, and just seems like when you do well in this course, you always do well in it, no matter how old you are. And Justin Rose hasn't really done much lately, but gosh, 7-under on a day. Well, really, Anthony, everyone was struggling. I don't know if you got to watch any of it, but the greens were like so crazy. Like you hit a shot right on the green, it would roll right off. Really tough conditions there today.
Yeah, that's a big lead. Justin Rose, 7-under. The next guy is, where are we at?
A couple
here?
Guys are 3-under. Matt
yeah, Harmon is 3-under. Matsuyama, 3-under. Bezenkour is 2-under. Webb Simpson with Patrick Reed, who I thought both those guys had a chance.
Sure,
you know, but yeah, you're right, man. It's been a slog at in Augusta. First day though, we'll see.
First day, exactly. They say you can't win it on the first day, but you can lose it. So
yeah,
you kind of somewhere held to that adage.
Yes, you can, my brother. Yes, you can. You could be Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, gosh.
I'd be yeah, 5-over really, right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or McIlroy. I don't know what happened to McIlroy, cuz. He fell off the planet, laddie.
He, right before the pandemic on March 12th last year, he was the hottest golfer on the entire circuit. And then he's come back and he's just, it's interesting. Well, look, we saw Jordan Spieth, Anthony, go, 4 years? He was number one golfer 3 years without winning. Golf is a sport, you know, where you can just kind of lose it. I don't know if that's we're seeing that with Rory or not. Certainly has the talent, but golf is a very off an inch. It seems like it affects everything.
How do you, since we're on the subject of the Masters, and you'll have a lot of our audience want to bet the Masters for the weekend, you know, Sunday, you want something interesting to have a little action on it. How do you approach betting the Masters? And, you know, you can bet groups here at Parks. You can bet the day's winner, obviously, and who wins the tournament. But you can bet, like, tomorrow who wins the day, right? Who wins round two?
Yeah, it's so much good stuff. Yeah, listen, my favorite tournament to bet in golf by far is the Masters, and the reason being for that, Anthony, is as a bettor, we want as much predictability as we can get, right? We want something that makes the most sense where we can have the best feel. You know, each year in these, almost every one of these other tournaments, especially the majors, switch from location to location. There's really no rhyme or reason who does well. You know, it could always switch. But the Masters, far and away, maybe also part because it's a shorter field, only 88 players, Anthony, versus traditional 156, but has always been the most, easiest to predict on who. Course history, it means a ton.
Yeah.
And Justin Rose has had a lot of success here in his career, so I can't say I'm shocked that he's doing as well as he is. Before I kind of thought John Rahm had maybe a good chance of winning, but
he's
even par, he's kind of in it. But
he survived the day, and that's, you know how this works. I mean, Justin Rose is fabulous, but, you know, all of a sudden you're starting to, putt well.
There's no carryover in golf. Yeah. That's the one thing I have learned. You know, I used to think, oh, God, the guy played well on a Thursday. Oh, he's going to play well on a Friday. Let me tell you something. Absolutely zero correlation, zero carryover, unless you're Tiger Woods in this prime. You know, each day is its own new day. It really isn't much carryover per se. So just because Justin Rose shot a 65 today doesn't mean he won't shoot a 77 tomorrow.
Yes. So how do you approach it? Who do you look at? Who are you looking at right now, in fact?
Well, listen, again, I made my biggest bet actually on a matchup. It was frustrating watching the last hole. I took Dustin Johnson to beat Rory McIlroy minus $1.35 in a matchup because we talked about Rory, Anthony, you just mentioned him. He just hasn't been playing well. And I had a guy in DJ who obviously won the tournament last year and is obviously an elite golfer by any anyone's standards or whatnot. And I just thought it was a good thing to fade Rory. Like, Rory's a guy I don't mind fading right now. Not to say that he won't get it going. I mean, he certainly can. But he still shot a plus four today. And that's a guy, again, he's still getting really a ton of respect from the lines makers. So like when you're looking at Parks tomorrow and who is in his individual matchup, I do think that there potentially could be some value whoever he's going against. Just fading Rory, because until I see some consistency from him, it seems like he has a lot of these crooked numbers, not in a good way.
Yeah. Do you look at DeChambeau as the guy to go against too, that he can be a very emotional guy?
Yes. But I'll tell you this, Anthony, with DeChambeau, what I like about him, though, is, and you're absolutely right, he is, but he's a very volatile player. And so I think I like volatility in that if he's a guy I would maybe take to shoot the lowest round of the day, getting 25-1 on, not necessarily to win the tournament, but he has it in him. When he's on, I think he's the best player in the world. The way he can hit the ball is, but again, he certainly has his moments where he can be erratic, but then we also saw him run away with the U.S. Open. He's been last couple tournaments, and I think he has a first and a third in his last two PGA events. So this is a guy, when he's playing well, I really do like him. And what I like about Bryson, if you can get him in a matchup with like five other people getting like 4-1 odds, or maybe just take a shot of him that showed the lowest round of the day, I like that. But in terms of an individual matchup, one-on-one, he can shoot, as he showed today, a 76, but he really does have it in him to shoot really low with his game.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, so any other plays that you would suggest for anybody right now for either tomorrow or to take a look at for Sunday or overall? I don't know if you look at top five or finish top five.
Yeah, I mean, I ended up kind of going pretty big on John Rahm. I mean, he's a guy that I just think he's a tremendous player. And I also, what I like about Rahm is that he has a really nice course history here, and I think the way he plays suits really well for Augusta. When his matchups come up, I haven't seen the matchups with him yet tomorrow, been posted yet, but he's a guy that I think right now is as good as any golfer. And, Rahm would be the guy, if you're looking for a guy, in my opinion, to, win a matchup or whatnot, or potentially get back into the tournament. There's really just Justin Rose, the only guy who's crazy ahead of everyone. Rahm would be the guy I'd be looking at.
I like it. All right, my man, let's talk. Let's go to the NBA. one of our favorite subjects, the NBA. And your boy, KD, was back last night. They played, the Brooklyn Nets played a dog meat New Orleans
team.
Oh,
gosh, man. What, can you ever give this team credit? You just don't have it in you.
No, you know what? I go the other way because there's so much fawning, like people like you who fawn over them and how great they are. And look,
sure.
They are great. I don't, you know, again, the three of them are really good. I'm a KD fan, so, you know, he came back in just a few minutes against the team plays no defense and scored 17. I get it. What's your outlook? We talk about it every week. Sixers now. The big man's back. Embiid was the M beast against Boston. They could not stop him.
Tremendous performance.
Where are you at with the with long term futures NBA?
Well, listen, you know, I do think, Anthony, well, again, let me make this clear. I do think the Nets are the best team. I think the Nets are the most likely winner. But I will say this. You know, right now I'm looking I'm on Park's website. I don't understand. I truly don't. How the Bucks are plus 300 to win the East, and the Sixers are plus 475.
Yeah.
To me, the Sixers, in my opinion, again, if they play the Bucks in a matchup, that'll be a very big bet for me if I'm taking Philadelphia getting a price. I think right now Philadelphia is clearly better than Milwaukee. I actually feel very, very good and confident they would beat Milwaukee. I would not take the Nets right now at plus 100. It's not worth it to me. But the team I actually think does have the best odds, the best value, in my opinion, is Philadelphia, because I think they have a very good chance of reaching the conference finals. And if they play the Nets, I think it would be a tough series. I really do. But that would be, in my opinion, you know, and I'm not saying it because we live here in Philadelphia, but I do think Philadelphia plus 475.
You're a money never sleeps guy, is that
exactly.
Somebody told my buddy Boo. You're a guy that you look at it through squarely the eyes of the dollar.
100%. And I do think that Philadelphia, look, I will say this, if you took Philadelphia and Brooklyn, I feel pretty confident that one of those two will get to the finals. I really just don't see it with Milwaukee. I don't. And I don't, again, they're still getting that respect, Anthony, because the last 2 years in a row, they were, you know, on, obviously COVID hit last year, but they were on a pace for being a 60-win team two straight years. So I understand, and with Giannis, back-to-back MVPs, they're still getting that respect. I don't see it. I think Philadelphia is right there. You know, it's 1A to Brooklyn's 1. And I think plus 475 has some value to it. I really do.
I like it. All right. How about tonight, my man? So tonight we got 7 games in the NBA.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Bucks, they're in Dallas. They're winding down a long road trip.
They are.
They're in Dallas. Dallas is a 2-point favorite. I kind of lean Mavericks here. I don't know what
100%
your thoughts
are. I lean Mavericks. Yeah. Look, we just talked about this Milwaukee team, Anthony, and they're just, look, they're a team to me. Again, I think they've been, overrated all year just because people, you know, when they got Drew Holiday, and I understand it, when they got Drew Holiday, people thought, me being one of them, by the way,
I did
thought
too.
They were
going to
be really good with Drew,
yeah.
And I thought he was maybe going to push them over the top, but this is a team that has just really all year struggled against the number 22 and 28 against the spread. And they've just been getting this respect as an elite, elite team. I don't really think they are. Dallas has Porzingis back. I think, again, without Giannis, I think Dallas has the better roster. 2 points is almost close to enough to pick them to me. Dallas was a definite game, I think, I thought that line should be closer to 4.
Curious. I'm completely with you on that one. That stood out. The other game stands out, and this is a great game. It's on TNT. It's Phoenix, who just went to Utah.
Yeah, I follow this team more than any team. This is the team I'm obsessed with.
Yeah, so tell the people, you got them in a big way to win the West.
Yeah, I really follow Phoenix closely. I made one of my largest bets of the year on Phoenix to win the division at 12-1 odds, so I've been forced to follow this team at a pretty high level. This was a game where this line, actually, Anthony, did surprise me. You can still get the Suns, who are 4 games up in the loss column. 4 games up in the loss column on the Clippers, and you could still get them. Phoenix at around minus 110 area to win the division. I don't understand it. I really don't.
A lot of Clipper love out there, man.
A legitimate 2-1 favorite to win the division right now. I know that Clippers maybe have a little bit of an easier of a schedule, but four games in the loss column is pretty significant. Now, what I would say in tonight's game, tough game last night for the Jazz and the Suns. Overtime game, high-level game, tough game. So I figured there would be a little bit of a tax, you know, against Phoenix because of that, but I didn't think it would be 6 points.
Six. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, I just think it's too many. Phoenix 33-17, Anthony, against the spread. Number one team in the NBA covering this year. Again, I have a lot of respect for the Clippers. A very good team. But 6 points, again, you know, I would have made this line closer to 4, 4.5, maybe. 6, I think, is a little bit too high. I think Phoenix is the right side here. But again, tough emotional game against Utah back-to-back. I get it, but I just still think they made it a little too high.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was surprised it was that high. Now, I will say this, the Clippers look fantastic. They're starting to play better.
They have a talented team.
And, you know, the other night, I don't know if you saw, Paul George went all the way, like 35 in the first half.
Those two guys, you know, when they're on their games, and Paul George has actually played much better this year than they did last year. My question about this team, talking about, you know, the Clippers, I do think they need Ibaka back eventually. And I just don't know if they have enough good players other than those two guys. But certainly come playoff time. Look, the West is going to be a really tough, you know, tough going this year, Anthony, because the Clippers are going to be tough. Obviously, if AD and LeBron come back, the Lakers are always going to be tough. Denver, I think, is incredibly improved. Phoenix is really solid. Utah is really solid. I think it's going to be a tremendous Western Conference playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the West really intrigues me in a big way.
Oh, I think.
I mean, obviously, we're in the East and we care about our squad.
I really
but
feel confident, like borderline, like almost, like I really think it's going to be Philadelphia versus New Jersey versus Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I feel extremely confident about the rest. I have no confidence on who it's going to be because I think there's a lot of likely candidates that really have a chance to do it. A lot, obviously, depending on Anthony Davis and LeBron's health.
Yeah, it's funny. I agree with you. I look at this thing and I go, you know, I'm not in love with Miami. I don't think Boston can win. We agree. We already talked about Milwaukee. So I'm with you with Sixers Brooklyn, kind of the collision course of it's Godzilla versus Kong in a lot of ways, right? I don't know who you bet in that matchup. My kids are all over Godzilla. You know, I'm a Kong guy, so I don't know. We'll see.
I respect it. Right. I got Anthony. Just you know, I got 7 good props in the NBA tonight. I'd like to share with you.
Yes,
I think it has some real value. I want you know, everyone write these down. Real value, and you can tell. I'll give you my. I always show my work. Bam Adebayo over 4.5 assists. 29-16 this year. 63-37 his last 100. I've bet this one at least a dozen times. I'm probably 8-4 betting it. Okay, Colin Sexton. 3.5 rebounds, like the under. 33-10 this year, under 3.5.
Wow.
69-31 his last 100. Again, guys, this is the easiest stuff to beat is the props. Parks has no one has more props than Parks. These are tremendous bets. Isaac Okoro, the rookie for the Cavaliers.
Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah, 3.5 rebounds, under. 34-11 for the season.
Wow.
Again, I bet this one at least a dozen times as well, and I'm probably 9-3 on it. This one's good, not as good. DeAndre Ayton, over 9.5 rebounds. 30-20 for the season, 60-40 his last 100. Again, this is a bet.
I'll tell you, let me second that one. You know why? Because of Zubac.
Zubac.
He will dominate Zubac on the glass.
Yes, absolutely. Very good. Yeah, I do like that. I agree with you 100%. We're going to go local here, Anthony. Mikal Bridges. This is one, again, I don't understand this number. You know, he's 3.5 rebounds. He's 34-16 to the over this year. I don't know why this over-under is not at least a rebound higher. It's winning about 70% of the time.
Wow.
Bridges over 3.5 rebounds. And I'll give you two more. C.J. McCollum was hurt, as you know, Anthony, but he's getting his minutes back now. He's 16-9 over 21.5 points. And that's including like 3 games where he only played limited minutes.
Listen, you're right on, man. He falls out of bed, he scores 21.
Exactly. Again, that's just too low.
Yeah, too low. I agree. That's great.
And I'll give you one
great
last one. His tag team partner, Dame Lillard. They made his points, rebounds, and assists 37.5. Damian Lillard, 32-6.
That's it?
The over on that this year, 64-36 of last 100. I mean, again.
Wait a second, 36.5?
37.5 points, rebounds, assists combined.
He could go off for 38 if you want.
Yeah, just on the points. So those are seven props. I feel pretty good. You'll go 4-3 if not better.
Yeah, man. I think people should.
And again, those are. I think people should parlay those three.
I love it.
Yeah, it's these are all. Again, these are all really winning bets. And if you bet these every single night, you know, you know, I'm on Twitter now. I've finally gotten the 21st century Brad's best bets.
At Brad's best bets. We gotta go follow this right now.
Exactly. I try to put some stuff out there, and again, I really try to help people win. Yeah. Might as well, if we're gonna do this, might as well win some money.
Well, we will, and yeah, you and I will be launching our podcast soon.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
can't wait.
We're gonna have some fun with that, where we'll go through our daily sussing out of the card.
We're gonna give people money.
Listen, you know, it's funny. You would have been proud of me. The last 2 days, I had DD. Going yard at plus, I think he was plus 480. And
man,
then yesterday, I gave out Reese to go yard at plus 420. And again, it was just pitching matchups. When you know, and you're a geek like I am, and you might even be supreme geek, in that we always look at pitching matchups, right? And
100%.
So, you know, when you look at some of these baseball props, you know, you look at Reese, right? Reese is looking good at the plate. Boom, you get, you know, a lefty, right? Or in Didi's case, right? You got a righty who's a high ball, fly ball pitcher. You know, that's where you can take a shot at it.
I agree. 120
is a lot. You're getting better odds than what it is.
100%. And Anthony, I want to say one last thing, if you don't mind.
No, go for it.
The college basketball game Monday night was something I wish I could have watched this game with anyone, and because it was probably my favorite betting moment of the year, and I really mean probably my favorite. Before the game, Anthony, I know we didn't talk, but if you asked me who I think was going to win, Gonzaga or Baylor, I would have told you Gonzaga.
Uh-huh.
In that first commercial break, the first 3 minutes into the game, okay, I texted probably 20 people, and I'm like, if Baylor's going to win by 15+,
really?
This will be the number one live betting game of my entire life. I thought, again, watching, and I'm no basketball scout, I'm no basketball coach, right. I know my place in this world, but watching that game, the athleticism difference with Baylor's, it reminded me, Anthony, you remember back in 1992 when Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan just hounded the heck out of Tony Kukoc?
Yeah.
What that game reminded me of, their defense. Athletic-wise, didn't match up. And it reminded me of the
Super Bowl. You could see the matchup right off the bat.
It reminded me of the Super Bowl when Kansas City couldn't block Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And it reminded me exactly of that. And I'm like, Gonzaga's in real trouble here. And in live betting, I was consistently taking 8 points with Baylor. They were up 12, I was laying 4. They were up 16, I'm laying 7 or whatever. I mean, they were favoring Gonzaga.
So you got the college fund handled Monday night.
I did.
That's awesome.
That's why Parks has the live betting. Cannot recommend that enough, because you can watch a game. And you're still, obviously, we're still going to be wrong a lot. But in my opinion, if you watch a game and you see how it's going, you see how.
No, I agree with you. I think that's those are your big nights, is if you can do your live game and
100%.
You suss it out correctly. I think
100%.
You're right. Hey, we got to go. Is there anything you like real quick in baseball or? I know the Flyers are playing tonight.
Island just made a big trade up to the minus 186. Look, the Flyers actually do think they played a little bit better the last couple nights, but gosh, they just don't look like a great team to me right now. But I can't lay $1.86 with the Islanders, but I do think the Flyers are at least playing a little bit better. In baseball, I will say this, and I'll let you run on this note. Griffin Canning, pitcher for the Angels, averaged 1 strikeout per inning. On Parks right now, his over-under is 4.5 strikeouts. He got 1 inning last year. Lean over there. And Christian Javier, also an over-under 4.5. Went over that 8 of his 11 games last year. He also averaged a strikeout an inning. So those would be 2 overs for the baseball
season. Let me just piggyback and say, go against Cole Irvin.
Take
the Astros team total over, because Cole Irvin stinks, as we know. Bradley, great stuff, my man. Have a great night, my brother. Appreciate it. Here he is, Brad Feinberg. Everybody, listen, we've got Flyers hockey on the horizon. Enjoy it. Thanks for hanging, and we'll see you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.